Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
It would be difficult, I think, to make an argument that says we're not living in one of the most exciting times in the history of photography. Who would have thought 50 years ago that we would have the capabilities that we have today, or that there would be so much in photography that has changed in the last 50 years? I remember very distinctly in my youth bumping up against the difficult technologies of the zone system and thinking that once I'd master that, I would be free to photograph the rest of my life because I will have learned everything that I needed to learn from a technological point of view. How silly. I mean, looking at the digital world that we live in, all of which, 100% of which, has come about since I began my nascent photographic life in the 1970s. Who would have predicted any of this? That said, there are some things that have not changed as much as we might guess. History clearly shows us that the trend in photography is that making photographs has become easier and easier and easier with the passage of time. For example, think of the difficulties of wet plate photography, Henry Jackson and his mobile darkroom tent, or the difficulties in the photographs that Matthew Brady made of the Civil War. Or even as far as that goes, the fact that Edward Weston needed a Guggenheim grant to leave Carmel, drive a few hundred miles, and photograph in Owens Valley. Compare that to today. As a matter of fact, is there a generation of photographers that hasn't seen radical change? And I might add, seen change for the better, that's made photography easier, that's removed more and more of the drudgery of photography. I can't think of a single generation when I go back and look at Jackson and Emerson and Stieglitz and Weston and Adams and Bullock, and the list goes on. Every generation, photography becomes easier to do. And isn't that wonderful? You and I can make photographs now so easily. I'm glad I don't have to have a mobile darkroom tent every time I wanted to click the shutter. But that does bring us face to face with a deeper problem, and that is the conflating of the technical with the artistic. There's no question that the technology of photography has gotten easier and more widespread and much more democratic in the last couple of hundred years, since its birth in the early 1800s. But that doesn't mean that the role of a photographic artist has gotten any easier. And in fact, I think this is one of the great challenges that our generation of photographers is facing. We need to break the conflation of technical challenges with the creation of art. Art making has not gotten any easier today than it was 100 years ago. The technology has gotten a lot easier, but making artwork, and I'm assuming that all of you listening to this are interested in fine art photography. The reason Lenswork exists is because of personally expressive photography. That's the artistic side of things, not the technical side. That aspect of making personally expressive photographs hasn't gotten any easier at all. As a matter of fact, it may be more difficult, because so many photographers have gone before us that it's sometimes difficult to find our own voice, to do something that hasn't already been done, or at least to find our own way of expressing what's already been photographed. As the technology has become easier and easier, it feels to me, maybe I have a unique perspective on this because I'm a publisher and I get to see so many submissions to Lenswork, but it feels to me that lots of photographers are sliding further and further into what I characterize as the pretty picture. That somehow fine art photography has become synonymous with the idea of the pretty picture. Curiously enough, next February I'll be teaching a seminar with Cole Thompson and John Barkley titled Photography and Art Beyond the Pretty Picture. And it's my hope that that workshop, being sponsored by the group out of Chicago, it's my hope that we can break through the barrier between pretty picture and aesthetic statement and show how they're not necessarily the same thing. That just because you make a pretty picture, that doesn't make it artistic. And that oftentimes, to make an artistic photographic expression, we have to think differently than just capturing something that's lovely. That aspect of photography has always been a difficult thing for photographers to do. I don't want to say it's easy to point our cameras at a pretty scene in nature and make a wonderful photograph. It's not easy, but it's not necessarily an artistic accomplishment. It's expected. It doesn't bring anything new. Not that new is the end-all and be-all of art, but there is a component in art where new is important. What concerns me most about what I'm observing in photography, particularly over the last 30 years I've been publishing, is how there's developed a sense in photography that art is supposed to be hard, which it is. Art is supposed to be a challenge. But as the technology gets easier and easier, the challenge tends to dissipate, and that tends to push people into the idea of making it more difficult, because it's supposed to be hard. And when digital photography removes so much of the difficulty, and now with smartphones and intelligent processing, what's left when the struggle's removed? A technically wonderful photograph is practically, not always, but practically a guarantee. But that goes in conflict with the idea that art is supposed to be hard. What's left when the struggle is removed? There are lots and lots of photographers who are, I think, struggling with this issue because they've realized that making a pretty picture has become so easy that they feel, a little guilty? That they don't have to work very hard in order to make an artistic photographic expression. So they introduce into their process things that are hard. I think that's why we see so many people doing alternative processes these days, because those are much more difficult than digital photography and the digital workflow. I see more and more photographers doing some sort of physical thing to their prints, collage or sewing or hand painting or scratching of the surfaces or all kinds of things that involved handwork. Because that's hard, because it's not totally in our control at the pixel level, that it's easy to make mistakes and more difficult to make something that's noteworthy. But as photographers reintroduce these difficult processes into their mechanics, does that necessarily mean that they're making better artwork? I'm not so sure, because I think the link between technology and aesthetics is questionable and probably always has been questionable. That yes, it takes a certain skill, a certain adroitness to be an artist, to create something that's an object that can be admired. But as photography gets easier and we start complicating that easy photography with artificially complex techniques, that doesn't necessarily open the door to artwork. Everything starts to look a little gimmicky. And please, don't even ask me about what things like artificial intelligence are going to do to all of this, because that's one more step in making photography easier and easier from a technological point of view. Now we don't even have to photograph it. We can just describe it, and the picture will be made. Is that artwork? I don't know. It's not for me to answer such questions, because A, I'm not smart enough, and B, it's too new. But the one thing I do observe unquestionably is that, like every generation before us, the technologies of creating an image are getting easier and easier and easier. If, as I say, there is a distinct separation between technology and artistic, aesthetic, personal expression, then doesn't it make sense that when the technology gets so easy that we can all do it with a blink, then we need to think more carefully and even search for where the hard parts are found? And with that in mind, I have to really introduce my thinking about this, which may be suspect. I don't know. But it appears to me that the hard parts are not in travel. Not anymore. Everybody goes to Yosemite. Everybody goes to Yellowstone and the national parks. And certainly, if not everybody, lots and lots and lots of people go to exotic locations all over the planet. Who would have ever thought that Namibia would be a photographic location that would be so popular that a magazine like Lenswork gets inundated with submissions from Namibia? That's not saying anything about Namibia. It's beautiful. It is saying something about the ease of travel as non-photographic technologies, things like airplanes, have made it easier for us to go out into the world. I don't think the hard parts are found in technology anymore. Yeah, we have to learn computers. Yeah, we have to know something about cameras and the complex capabilities of them, but that's not necessarily hard. You can learn everything you need to learn pretty easily, either at your community college, your local art center, or on YouTube. I'll tell you where else I think the hard parts are not found, and that's in the outside world. I think if we're looking to the outside world to make great photographs for us by becoming wonderfully photographic things like Half Dome or a fantastic sunset, we're missing the fact that photographing those kinds of things don't present us much of a challenge. The hard parts are where they've always been, even though they've been a little overshadowed by the difficulties of technology. The hard part of being an artist has always been in deepening our response to the world. It's somehow moving our creative vision beyond the cliché, beyond the so-called lovely world. Of course the world is lovely. Of course the world is ugly. Of course the world is organized. Of course the world is chaotic. None of the outside characteristics of any location or any country or anything we might photograph contain the essence of the wonderful photograph. The essence of the wonderful photograph has always been something within us, in the depth of our connection to a place, to a thing, to a person, to a still life. It's the depth of that connection that counts. But so many photographers have shied away from that because it's hard, because it's complicated, because it requires extreme sensitivity, and sometimes that's not only difficult, but painful. So they turn instead to photographic hyperbole. It's that old business from the movie Spinal Tap. Crank it up to 11. The problem with hyperbole in artwork is that we become numb. We start looking for the hyperbolic, which makes us less sensitive to the here and now, to the everyday. Hyperbolic artwork tends to make an audience less sensitive to the everyday world. I would propose that Ansel Adams, unquestionably the most famous photographer in history. He didn't photograph hyperbole. He photographed a certain reality. Now, it was a reality that most of us couldn't get to because travel was difficult and he lived there in the winter and etc. But his photographs don't make his subjects bigger and more spectacular than they are. They captured what was there. Yet what I see in so many of today's young photographers are photographs of the same kinds of places that Ansel Adams photographed, but with the vibrance cranked up to 11, that are more about impressing people with the photographer's technological capabilities than they are about the place that was photographed. Aaron Siskin didn't photograph in hyperbole. He photographed torn posters on the wall on the streets of New York. That wasn't hyperbole. That was sensitivity. He taught us to see something that we couldn't see without him, or maybe it was more difficult to see until he showed us how to see it. Paul Strand, same thing. The list goes on and on. All the great photographers are not great photographers because they showed us a world that doesn't exist. They show us the world that does exist, but that so many of us are too numb to see. I would propose that the part of being an artist that was once so difficult still is. That's photographing with your heart, not with your eyes. It's photographing what touches you, not what you can exaggerate. I can't help but think that future photographers and historians are going to look back at these first few decades of the digital technology and see all of the hyperbolic, exaggerated images that we're making and think, well, it was a passing phase. But there will be, as there always has been, a few individuals who ignore the passing phase and instead do what artists have done since the beginning of art, and that's to dig a little deeper into meaning and content and connectivity with the world, with the person they're painting, with their Rembrandt-like self-portrait. There will be photographers from our generation who will rise in stature with the passage of time because they knew where the hard parts are found. And they know that what was once difficult and is so easy today is not the heart of art making. For us and for future generations, I'm actually very excited about photography. Because as the technology gets easier and easier and easier, all that's left are the hard parts. And that pulls us closer and closer to what being an artist is all about.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.